It's time now for Focus on the Foothills, a program exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Now here's your host for Focus on the Foothills, Angela Henley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. Beautiful afternoon, nice and warm, the sun is shining, perhaps or perhaps not. You have been thinking about Christmas. But you definitely need to start thinking about Operation Christmas Child. I have the national spokesperson for Operation Christmas Child with us on the program today, Mary Damron. Mary, good to have you with us on the program.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. And Mary, can you sort of give us a little bit of background before we get started? How long has Operation Christmas Child been underway and providing shoeboxes to children in need?
This is our 18th season.
18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the shoeboxes are, how many, do you know how many countries they go into?
Well, we've been in well over 100, and I think this year we're going to give out shoeboxes in 103 countries.
Wow, 103 countries around the world. How long does it take you to distribute the shoeboxes that come in?
Well, it really all depends. Like in Russia, their Christmas isn't until January, so we won't get them out until January. But usually by April, we have them all given out.
Now, how does that work when you get the shoeboxes and you go into these 103 countries? Did they all just willingly accept you, or did it take you a while to deal with the governments there to be allowed to come in and do this?
Well, it takes a while, but we have established over the years, you know, national partners and in all the countries. And in those countries, it's really the locals who actually distribute the majority of the shoeboxes, local churches and pastors. And we also go, you know, they go into orphanages and street children and children that are dying of AIDS. We do a lot of that in Africa. But it's usually the locals who hand out the shoeboxes.
So you work through the local churches and the local pastors?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it takes you a while then. When do you start collecting the shoeboxes here in the U.S.?
Well, the beginning of, in the middle of November, right before Thanksgiving. This year it's November the 15th through the 22nd. Is our National Collection Week. That's when people who have prepared their shoeboxes drop them off at churches or collection points around the United States.
Now, you use a lot of volunteers, I would imagine, to help with this project.
Oh, without the volunteers, this program would not even exist. We have thousands and thousands of volunteers who actually, and churches that put together the boxes, and then we have volunteers that help to process the boxes that go overseas. They have to be inspected before they go overseas.
Now, is there like one centralized location? Do they go to Boone for the processing, or is it just different processing centers around the country?
We have six around the country. We have one in Boone and one in Charlotte, North Carolina, one in Atlanta, Georgia, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in Denver, Colorado, California, and last year we put on Hawaii.
Wow. So not only is it a national effort, it's a global effort.
It's a global effort, yes.
Now, I'm sure that a lot of folks have wonderful stories to tell about delivering these shoeboxes, and there have been presentations done on TV and on radio about delivering these shoeboxes. Have you been able to go on some of these trips?
Yes, I've quit counting, but I know of 18. I quit counting at 18 different distributions I've been on.
And different countries?
Yes, yes.
Talk to us about that, about the children that you see and about their reaction to the shoeboxes.
You know, for the most part, the children are hurting children, what we call hurting children. It's children who have been devastated by wars or floods, hurricanes, natural disasters, or children who live in orphanages. It's children who are living in fear or famines, lands of famine. And, you know, we give our boxes up, like I said, to street children. These are children who have never heard about Jesus Christ before, for the most part. And with each shoebox, the shoebox is the donor's gift, but Samaritan's Purse supplies them with a booklet that has the complete story of the gospel in it. And a lot of the children, you know, it's odd, but for most of them, they've never received a shoebox before or a gift. They've never received a gift before. So these children, sometimes they'll take one thing out of the shoebox and hand the rest back to you. And, you know, if you can just imagine living on a garbage dump, and it's sad to say that children do live on garbage dumps around the world because people throw out their rotten food and they find valuables like plastic and cardboard. And for that child, every single thing that that child owns, including the food that goes in its mouth, is someone else's trash. And that's just sad. And to kind of get people to realize how much these mean to the children, if you can imagine a little girl who's coloring with a crayon, and you're standing there realizing that their income, annual income in that country for the average is $300 American, and for 8 Crayolas it would cost $5. So you know that these children have never had Crayola crayons before.
Right.
And here's a child who has 24 crayons, and she's just so amazed, and they will run to their parents, and sometimes their parents will cry, and they just want to know who loves their children enough to buy this precious gift. And, you know, naturally, they're open to whatever we have to say. They know we love them, and that's what the shoebox does. It tells that child that someone cares and someone loves them, and we try to make each child feel special. So we really ask people to pray over what to put in a box, because I firmly believe that God knows every single child. He knows their likes and their dislikes. And, you know, we've had lots of miracles. I call them pure miracles, how God has matched one box to one child. Recently, we were in a hospital. Samaritan's Purse was in a hospital, and there were two boys that were in the hospital, and one had lost his left leg, and the other lost his right leg. And whenever they opened up their gifts, these children, one of them had all kinds of pairs of socks, and this other one had a pair of shoes. And so they exchanged, and the shoes and the socks fit the boys. And it was just, it's beautiful things like that.
It's amazing how God works.
Yes, it is.
In the hearts and the lives of his people, and in blessing children. You know, even back in God's Word, it was suffer the little children to come unto me, for such mm-hmm. is the kingdom of God.
Yes. And I'm always reminded that when the disciples were arguing back and forth among themselves over who is the greatest in God's kingdom, Jesus just preciously picked up a little child and set it on his lap, and he said, in my kingdom, this is the greatest.
Right. Yeah. And I think too often we forget that. And I was sitting here wondering, listening to you, mm-hmm. and you were talking about that it's been 18 seasons of shoeboxes. If mm-hmm. sometimes it's kind of like singing Amazing Grace. We mm-hmm. have sung it so often, and it's become so commonplace that sometimes we forget the meaning of the song. Or mm-hmm. quoting John 3:16, we have quoted it so many times that we forget the importance and the power behind just that one verse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if after 18 seasons, sometimes folks have forgotten, or they just kind of brush that aside, or it's not as important to them, the shoebox ministry, as it once was.
I think they really have. For some churches, they've did it for so many years, and they're just kind of, let's move on to something else. But you have to remind them that not the same children are receiving the boxes. There are still children that went to bed hungry last night, or to be real honest, there are children that are starving to death while you and I are talking. There are children that freeze to death or that live in such dire places. These children need to hear about the love of Jesus Christ. And we've had a lot of stories that have turned out where these children have received boxes as children when we first started, and now they are trying to spread the gospel into their community. So if we can get boxes into their hands, we've had full circle stories. It's amazing
how God continues to work using this ministry. You know, I was mm-hmm. Years ago, I either read or heard from, I think as I read an article about Franklin Graham, where he said, you know, it's one thing to go up to a man that's hungry and pat him on the back and tell him that God loves him.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to give him some food and
yes.
then to tell him that God loves him.
Oh, yeah, and that's what we do. The boxes are special, and let the children know they're special. And I've always said that those little shoe boxes can do what something that Franklin Graham or Billy Graham can't do. And I love Franklin Graham. He and I have become great friends. But that shoebox is that personal touch. You know, Franklin and or Billy Graham can preach the gospel. And it would be of no effect in some of these areas, you know, in street children or children who feel that they are just a bother or a waste. You know, I have had so many different children to look at me and ask me what they are, in a sense, in different wording. Angela, these children do not think they're human because of their conditions. And therefore, they first must have someone, a human being that loves them, before they'll ever believe that God Almighty loves them.
It's so sad. And I was thinking of a missionary I heard speak recently. He'd made a trip to Honduras, and he was talking about working on a church down there. And he said there was this young boy, about 13, that was with him, and the boy didn't understand him, and he didn't understand the boy unless there was an interpreter present. And he kept praying, Lord, how can I reach this young man with the gospel and get him to come to church services with us tonight? And he said the answer that God gave me was, you have to win him before you can win him. And
he ended up
offering the boy a Gatorade and getting the interpreter to tell him how to say church tonight. And so the missionary spoke to the boy and said church tonight, and the boy did come. And it's because he won him over with a Gatorade, you know, he got his attention, and will you come to church? And he did, and he got saved that night. So, yeah, the shoeboxes get their attention, and it's a way to answer some questions that they have in their life.
It does, and, you know, Jesus Christ was the same way. He didn't walk around just more or less, as we call it, preaching to people. Jesus was always touching people.
Right
at their needs, wherever their needs was, and he didn't ask them anything about their past or who they were or what they were. Jesus knew and loved all people. When he was dying on the cross, he died for every child around the world,
Amen.
For every human being.
Amen. Yeah, well, we were talking about John 3:16 a few minutes ago. It says, for God so loved the world. It didn't give one segment of the world or one populace or one group, one race. It's for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Amen, amen. You know, I've learned over the years that there are three special things that really need to go in a shoebox. And the first thing, the most important thing to me, and that's after passing out thousands and thousands of shoeboxes over the years, is a picture of the giver. That is so important. The children look for that. And if they get a picture, you know, that box can wait. They take that picture out, and they'll hug it, and they'll kiss it. And they'll turn it around and, you know, and show everybody. They adopt you in their hearts, especially a lot of the children who have no family. They adopt you. And I've had children, especially in the war zones. I've been to many war-torn countries. And the children will turn it around and they'll say, look at my daddy. Look at my daddy. You know, and that is always so beautiful.
Right.
And another thing to put in the shoebox is to put something in there the children can hold on to. Either a stuffed animal or a baby doll, something that can make them feel safe and secure. It's just like our children, you know, they have it all, but they have some kind of security blanket.
Right.
And the other thing, the final thing, is I tell people to think about color when you're fixing your shoebox, because these children don't have a beautiful world. Whether it's been torn by war and bombs, or it's a dry, cracked ground of famine or earthquakes, they don't have rose bushes, you know. And I say, don't waste your time buying white underwear, you know. Make everything in there as colorful as can be. A lot of the children will keep, we have went to orphanages, revisited the orphanages before, and the children have kept every piece of wrapping paper, every piece of scotch tape, every little ribbon, and kind of put it up on their walls. That just shows you they love the color.
It's just something they've never had before, and it's it's a way to express themselves. We are talking with Mary Dameron, the national spokesperson with Operation Christmas Child. And actually, before you know it, Christmas will be here. And the week before Thanksgiving is when we need to get these boxes to the drop-off locations. We're going to be talking more with Mary about specifically things that you need to put in the shoeboxes and things not to include in the shoeboxes, and how to get involved if you'd like to volunteer, how to do that. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in about a minute and a half with more on Focus on the Foothills right after this.
You can help.
Who?
You can help Wilkes families in need with donations to the Restore.
What's a ReStore?
The Habitat for Humanity ReStore takes donated items and sells them. The money is used to build homes in Wilkes for families in need.
What can I do?
Donate furniture, appliances, housewares, building materials, and tools in sellable condition. They pick up larger items. Call 838-3044, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8 till 1. You can shop or donate at the Wilkes Habitat for Humanity ReStore, 320 Cothran Street in Wilkesboro.
This is Maggie Smith again, Jeff Smith's daughter at Empire Nissan in Wilkesboro. I'm here to tell you about the new Altima. It has push-button start, rear-view monitor, trip computer, and a sweet nav system. And didn't you say anyone could own a new Nissan?
Now's the perfect time to buy a new Nissan. With rebates up to $5,000, 0% interest, or lease a new Nissan Altima for as low as $199 a month, or a new Cube for $179 a month. Plus, Empire Nissan will give you the first year of maintenance free on all new vehicles.
Leases figured at 39 months, 15,000 miles a year with $2,999 down plus tax, tag, and delivery on approved credit.
Empire Nissan, Highway 421 West, Wilkesboro.
1, 2, 3 candles of the month at Southern Candle. Receive 15% off all sizes of 3 aromatherapy candles all month. Relaxing, tranquility, and serenity. August is back to school month, so in preparation for things getting hectic around the house, go buy Southern Candle today for your relaxing, tranquility, and serenity candles. Also, willow tree tapestries and cemetery flowers. Shop for aromatherapy candles and all occasion gifts. Southern Candle, Cherry Street, North Wilkesboro. Call 838-8844, online, southerncandle.com. And welcome back once again to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. My guest today, Mary Dameron, the national spokesperson for Operation Christmas Child. And Mary, before we went to the break there, you were talking about 3 special things to include in the shoeboxes. Now, these shoeboxes, usually you do one for a boy or a girl, and there are age categories. Can you go over those for us?
Yes, we do them for boy or girl, age 2 to 4, 5 to 9, and 10 to 14.
Okay. So it's boys or girls, 2 to 4, 5 to 9, and 10 to 14.
Yes.
So just kind of keep each shoebox in one of those age-appropriate categories there.
Mm-hmm. And I ask people if they can to 16-age boys. That's the one that we always run out of or don't seem to have enough of. And people think it's, you know, it's so easy to fix for a girl, a little girl. You've got all kinds of that hair stuff and jewelry and that type of thing. But the teenage boys, they absolutely love the flashlights. They love the little box cars. Every child loves the ball. You know, of course, put coloring book and crayons in it. And even for the teenage boys, put a stuffed animal in there.
All right. So, yeah, sometimes we think older kids, well, I don't know what we think. I don't know if we think they're not as important or if, but it still hurts if you have lived your life without anything and you're a teenager or a teenage boy even. You need something. So, yeah, that's a neat thing. What are some other things that you would suggest that people include in these boxes that maybe they don't think about that much? Can they do food of any sort or candy or whatever?
Yes, they can do candy as long as it's hard candy, but we ask you not to put anything in there that will melt and to double bag your hard candy.
Okay.
Gum is great. You know, school supplies. We have been in schools where, I was in a school where there was some kind of a board, I don't know what it was, and they had 2 big, huge light pencils, but they were about 3 inches in diameter, and that was the entire school supplies for the whole school.
Oh, my goodness.
And this little boy received 2 red ink pens in his shoebox, and he was so excited. And he was going around and actually shoving them in everybody's face and saying, I've got 2. I've got 2.
Bless his heart. So
there are also some things that shouldn't go in a shoebox. And I'd like to talk about them for a minute.
Okay.
We tell people, you know, when you think of the shoebox and all that they're going to go through, we deliver these by donkey. We deliver these by dog sleds, foothills and mules. And they go through a lot to get to that child. And we tell people, don't put anything in there that will break. We do not want a child to open up something that used to be beautiful and it's just shattered.
Right.
We ask you not to put any liquids in the shoeboxes, because they can get spilled regardless of how good you try to seal them. And it not only ruins that box, it may ruin the entire other box, and we don't want children open that either. Don't send any money in the boxes. children can actually be harmed because they have American money. If anyone sees it, the children are in danger. Don't put any medicine. You know, people would want to put medicine in there, but these children don't know it's medicine.
Right.
There are things like that that we ask people. No war articles, even a helicopter, you know, a little you'd think that's, you know, nothing to that. But so many of these children have seen war, and we don't want any war-related items in there.
Okay.
No used clothing. And I tell people, nothing used. We are giving this in the name of Jesus Christ. It should be the very, very best that we can give.
Right. Absolutely. I agree. Okay. Well, now, you mentioned socks earlier and shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Are there clothing articles like gloves or hats, things like that, T-shirts, will that work?
Yes, those are great, great items. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, what if it goes to a hot country, you know? It really doesn't matter. In Africa, there were 7 teenage boys. We opened boxes, and we started seeing the hats and the gloves in them. We just kind of they were pushing them aside and trying to give them another box, and we would save them until the next country, you know, that they were traveling to. And one of the teenage boys saw it and wanted them. And it's like 110 degrees.
Right.
But we finally ended up trying to dig through everything to try to find all the teenage boys those boxes. And they started a trend. It was something they had never seen before. It's 110 degrees, and the workers were down in there a few days in that area. And they would see these boys walking around. They never took them off their head, just sweat pouring. But they were popular. They had a following. People had never seen these before. So, you know, you can't go wrong by giving. Just let God lead you.
Amen. Amen. You know, I think that's the best thing right there. You can't go wrong by giving.
Mm-hmm.
When you give and you give in Jesus' name, there's just no way to go wrong with that, especially if you're giving to children. And, you know, I have talked to folks before, if you talk to them about mission work, and they say, well, I think we ought to take care of everything here at home, and that's mm-hmm. that's fine. I agree with that. However, when Jesus gave the Great Commission, he told them to go into Jerusalem, mm-hmm. which was their hometown, and to Judea, which was their home country, and to Samaria, which was the people they were most prejudiced against, and mm-hmm. then to the uttermost parts of the world. So he covered all of those bases. So, yeah, you
wow.
Take care of it here at home and do home mission work as well. But don't forget about the rest of it, and definitely don't forget about children around the world who, as Mary mentioned a few minutes ago, are starving to get to death while we're sitting here talking about it, who mm-hmm. have never received a gift, who don't understand what Christmas is or what Jesus is, for that matter. And we appreciate the ministry of Operation Christmas Child and that you're taking Jesus and these precious gifts to these precious children. And, Mary, before we end up the program today, if folks want more information, is there mm-hmm. a website or a phone number where they can call and find out about volunteering, about drop-off locations for the shoeboxes, more ideas about what to put in the box and what not to put in the box and that sort of thing?
Yes. They can go up on the web at www.SamaritansPurse.org and then click on the Operation Christmas Child.
Okay.
And also we have a national 800 number. It's 1-800-353-5949. 1-800-353-5949. And that number will lead you to your nearest location. And we have locations all over the U.S. We have volunteers and staff all over the United States that can personally answer your questions. You can find out all, you can even download a video of the children receiving a shoebox off the website.
All right. Well, good deal. And again, that go to SamaritansPurse.org and then click on Operation Christmas Child.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
All right, Mary, have we covered everything?
I think we have. It's been wonderful talking with you, and I ask people to please open their heart. I believe with all of my heart that the Lord Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.
And we truly, truly need to be about the Father's business.
Yes.
Go ye into every nation, kindred, and tongue.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, I personally appreciate the ministry that Operation Christmas Child is doing and continues to do. God bless you, and we pray that the ministry continues and doth abound this year, that you're able to go mm-hmm. into more countries and reach even more children.
Amen.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
All right. This has been Focus on the Foothills. And again, our thanks to Mary Dameron with Operation Christmas Child. Again, that website, SamaritansPurse.org. And click on Operation Christmas Child, the 1-800 number, 1-800-353-5949.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Focus on the Foothills here on Hometown Christian Radio, a program aired each Thursday at 1:05, exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Be sure and join us next week for another edition of Focus on the Foothills on Hometown Christian Radio.